Welcome to Because I Want to Know, the podcast where I interview guests about their crazy, unique occupations or life experiences. I'm your host, Leslie Fear. So let's get into it, shall we? Hey everyone, today I'm joined with Lee Gibson. She's a friend of mine. You guys know her well. She's a psychic medium. She's an energy healer. She's been on my show many times. She is one of my favorite people. Lee, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me back again. I very much appreciate it. I'm happy to be here.
Girl, you are so fun. We talk all the time, and now I'm all into tarot. I've got new tarot cards from Santa Fe and all this. And you're like, hey, draw some for yourself. And then I'm like, I'll draw some for you. And you're like, yeah, if you have time. And I'm like, yeah, I'm learning. We're having so much fun with this.
Yeah, it's really cool because like I find that overall, I mean, not only can I not really do great intuitive work for myself because you get in your own way, you know, but for some reason, even if I try to draw tarot for myself or anything like that, I just end up staring at them and like, I don't know tarot in and out. I'm definitely not an expert. I have to refer to information rather frequently unless I'm kind of like in a major flow and it's cards that I'm familiar with. But I can't get it for myself. I read them and I go, I don't know what that means.
Yeah. When I show you my spread, you're like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, yeah, listen, I know even less than you know. I just do it for fun and just because I love learning. And when I have people that know how to do it and astrology and psychic mediumship and energy, all of the things, I like to kind of delve in and kind of get my hands on it too, just if nothing else, to give myself some knowledge. But the other day, you and I were talking and we always send each other videos on TikTok. You and I are constantly doing that. And the other day, I sent you one and this girl, she was like talking to the trees. And in the video, she said, I heard that if you talk to the trees and ask them for help, they'll help you because there's just like this underground network of consciousness within the living underground things. I don't know if it's just trees or fae or tell me what you know about this.
Oh, let's see. What do I know versus what do I feel and think? Let's see. Okay. All of the above. Right. Well, first and foremost, you know, I think the last time we kind of talked a lot about the idea around like one consciousness, you know, that when it comes down to it, again, everything is energy.
Right.
Everything is a molecule or a portion of a molecule in motion. Energy cannot be created nor destroyed, only changed, you know, that's physics. And so everything being energy and everything truly coming from and going back to that one consciousness. And there's scientific evidence that backs up the idea of like the consciousness, the mind being actually separate from the physical body and the brain, and that we all have the ability to tap into it. It's where we come from. Yeah. It's where we go back to. Yeah. We're all interconnected in that. And I've even seen people who can like see and read the auras of plants and trees.
Yes.
And of course, we as human beings, we have energy fields around us, which you could consider, you know, the auric field, energetic field. There's actual true, not just pseudoscience or quantum physics things, but true actual physical science evidence that there is an energetic field that expands from our physical heart and our heartbeat. So, you know, it's just, I always say like, you know, you mash up against somebody else's bubble and you can tell whether you vibe with them or not. It's all related, you know? So not only could the trees be part of that consciousness, not only can they tap into that energy and we can tap into their energy from that, but they do have that kind of below the ground interwoven connectedness of like the root system and the dirt and, you know, all the way down into the core. So, I mean, just when it comes to it, yeah, like if I go out back and I hug and talk to one of my trees out there, they can talk to each other and it's been mapped out. I mean, there's evidence out there showing that there is a connectedness there, that, you know, one tree on one end of a forest that being that is affected by something that other trees in the forest can show that they were also affected by it. So, I mean, hey, why not? Let's go out and have a conversation with them and be like, hey, can you help me out with this? Or can you have an effect on that on the other side? If I can do energy healing on somebody on the other side of the world, then to me, it just seems like, you know, the next step over that the plants and trees can talk to each other too on the other side of the world. So,
yeah, you know, that's true because I tell you, and I don't know if the fae have anything to do with this because I'm a big believer in that too, because I've had a fae expert on, a fairy expert on, and she said, you know, all you have to do is ask. So why not just ask the the trees and heck, the birds and all the other thing, crows and all that, you know, they're so intelligent. Why not ask, yeah. Right?
Right. I'm fascinated by the intelligence of crows. And I tell my husband all the time, I want a crow friend. I see those videos of people making friends with crows and it's like generational, like yes. They'll even tell their kids and their kids' kids. And if you're mean to them, they tell their community and they will follow you. There are stories about people getting followed home, and crows like all over their home until they've basically like apologized and, you know, put food out for them and told them like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be mean to you. And then they finally leave you alone. But if you make friends with them, they'll bring more friends. I'm like, what better community, you know?
I've seen videos of, yes, they say that they can remember your face, but also that if you like feed them or whatever, they'll bring you things. They'll leave things. One lady, she fed the crows and the crow brought her like a silver dollar that was kind of rare, but they like shiny things so they can pick it up and find those things. And I was like, what is going on?
Yeah, they do. They'll end up bringing back like little rewards for you and thankful gifts to you if you leave them food and leave them shiny stuff. And yeah, totally agree. It's the coolest thing. A couple summers ago, tried to make friends with some of the crows that we have around here. But unfortunately, we just don't get a whole lot. I did put some nuts and seeds and eggs and things out. Yeah. They came a few times and ate, but I didn't seem to be able to make it stick yet. So I still have a goal.
Yeah. You know, I think we underestimate nature. I think we underestimate animals. I think we take them for granted just because they're all around us. When we're outside, we hear the birds, we see, you know, birds flying overhead, no big deal, nesting, all the things. And then, of course, we see the beautiful trees and they're just part of our world. So, guys, don't sleep on this. I mean, if you've got...
No. Yeah. And it for me, I think, like I said, the biggest thing is that interconnectedness.
Yes. You
know, even the way that I try to help people understand that everyone has intuition.
Yes.
Everyone has access to this consciousness,
yeah.
This, you know, interconnected mind outside of the body, so to speak. You know, even I think I told you earlier, I had a really bizarre dream last night,
yes.
That a mutual from TikTok was in my dream. And she and I just chat on occasion, but, you know, we really enjoy each other's videos. We seem to kind of view things similarly and possibly even receive information similarly.
Yeah.
Like we've talked with each other about that fact. And when I woke up from the dream, I dictated it into my phone because I knew I would forget when I woke up in the morning.
Yeah.
And I messaged her on TikTok. I got permission to share.
Yeah.
I messaged her on TikTok and I said, I have to tell you about this dream that I had last night because you were in it. And very basically, very quickly, the gist of the dream was that we were going to some sort of speaking event or an event of some sort where we were going to see speakers.
Yeah.
And there was like a small portion that I wanted to go to. And then there was like a large, like the main event kind of thing. And she had said, like, I want you to come. I'm putting you on my invite list. I got you a ticket. And I was like, oh, I already got myself a ticket. So don't worry. I'll definitely be there, even though I want to go to this other one.
Yeah.
And at one point in the dream, I went to like a larger building out back behind this big tent that things were going on in, wanted to use the restroom. Unfortunately, somebody had gotten sick all over the restroom in my dream.
Oh,
and
wow.
So I was like tiptoeing around and like skirting around trying to get to places in the restroom to use it that weren't dirty.
Yeah.
I messaged her because I woke up knowing I have to tell, you know, a lot of times I'd have a dream like that and I wouldn't even tell anybody because they'd be like, you're cuckoo crazy, whatever. I woke up with a knowledge of like, I actually need to tell her this dream because I feel like she's going to understand some sort of connection in it.
Really?
Two things happened. One, she actually in real life yesterday signed up for an event that has to do with her business.
Wow.
And told a friend that, oh, hey, you should go to this. And her friend was like, I already got a ticket.
Really?
Or something along those lines.
Yeah.
And she also had a dream about a dirty bathroom last night.
I think the dirty bathrooms are kind of a common thing because, you know, you got to be careful. Don't ever use the bathroom because you never know what you're going to do in your dream and in real life. But also, it really tells a story about how connected we all are. It doesn't really matter whether you're talking to trees or you're dreaming about your friends. We're all so connected. It's craziness.
Right. That's the whole point, is that if you allow yourself to relax into the idea,
yes.
of this is available to all of us and I can trust it. And then you try it out enough times and start to realize it actually is there. It's available. We yes. all can do this, yes. you know, to varying degrees and whether it's of interest to you in your lifetime or not. But just, you know, I think just allowing yourselves to know that the intuition is available and that that total oneness consciousness is available, I think just opens up so much more in our lives.
Yeah, you know, and it's one of those things like what I did with my mom and dad. I just kept practicing and just believing in myself. Because when you start getting things that you know you didn't think of yourself, that's how you kind of know you're connecting. That's how I know anyway. And I'm like, well, I know I didn't come up with that. That's not something I thought of or was even a word in my head. And all of a sudden, this word is in my head. So yeah, that's how I do it. But also, guys, I just got back from Santa Fe. And Leah's, I don't know if she's an expert on crystals. In my mind, she is because she knew what to tell me what to get. So I got to tell you about what I got. So I got the black tourmaline. I got the clear quartz. I got the aqua aura crystal, which is like a Lemurian crystal. And then I also got a blue kyanite. You guys, and they're all like little different aspects of certain things. Like I think a lot of people know that black tourmaline is good for like getting rid of negative energy and all that. And I did that all the way home because, guys, I was driving home in a blizzard in April. Okay. It was bad. And then
you're driving from one desert state to another desert state in the southern United States, but you're in a blizzard.
it was so crazy. And, you know, it was kind of cool the whole time in Santa Fe because it was really windy, but it was really cold. And y'all remember the wind we had. Oh, my goodness. It's still around, but not like it was. But anyway, it was so fun. So do you think that quartz also can help us connect? Is it just that same kind of energy, though, Lee? Is that the same thing?
Well, you know, I mean, well, first of all, I cannot say that I'm an expert, but I have enough experience with crystals and the things that I have used over the years and really love using and pieces that I know have been very beneficial to me energetically, for sure. Okay. So black tourmaline, yes, I absolutely love it for protection against negative energies, not allowing them to come in. Mm-hmm. If you have to travel again, I actually also really like hematite. I love that one for travel.
Okay.
So, but I do want to say, you know, when we're talking about things like trees and plants and nature and animals and us and everything having vibration and being energy and always in motion and having consciousness to it, why would rocks not also, right? You know, you know, like different parts of the earth have different vibrational frequencies to them, have different qualities and, you know, components to them. And there's been research on different kinds of rocks and crystals and stones as well that have different vibration frequencies to them and can then bring different benefits to you. So quartz is kind of like, if you don't know what you want, just get quartz.
Exactly.
It's
incredibly
high vibrational. It's fantastic. It can be good for just about anything and everything out there. It's a great way to go. I think amethyst is really great in that way too. You know, they can help raise your own vibration. They're greatly protective, just really wonderful all around. And, you know, that Lemurian crystal was one that the aqua that you got, I think, was one that you and I had talked about before you went. Because we were talking one day and I was like, oh, I don't know why, but you need a Lemurian quartz. I was just told that that's one that you need. I don't know why, but that's what you got to do.
Yeah, so. And I did. And girl, it was amazing because, you know, the whole way home when we were driving, when my husband was driving, I was like holding on to the black tourmaline, holding on to the Lemurian quartz. And it was kind of calming. I mean, I had to believe in it, you know.
Well, yeah. And, you know, that's the great thing is that with really any of this stuff, is belief beneficial? It could be.
Yeah.
Do some people want to call that placebo effect? Maybe.
Sure.
If it's not of any detriment to you, does it matter if there's some layer of placebo effect to it? No, it's not causing any harm. But there are plenty of situations that I have personally been part of or have observed in some way where you have the biggest of the largest skeptics out there or people who just absolutely do not believe and you can still see benefit from it.
You
and
really
that's
can.
Part of what I think is so beautiful about it is that the only times I have ever come across a scenario where no benefit was gained was actually when it wasn't disbelief, it was an absolute, completely walled off energy, like truly like a lead wall, just that consciousness saying, no, I will not take part. And the person might even verbally say yes, but their energy is an absolute lead wall that you cannot get through, that something about their current experience is an absolute no energetically.
And in that circumstance,
that might be a case where it doesn't come through. But even without belief, I see crystals, I see energy, I see intuition, all of it still having a positive impact.
I agree. And sometimes their soul contract, maybe they're supposed to not be influenced by those things, you know, so, and that's kind of where I go with that lead wall. But also, and we're going to talk about energy, guys, because, and I know I talk about that a lot with Lee, but there's a reason, because she is an energy healer. And she and I came across this video, and it talked about the effects of energy and thought and intuition and intention with just a simple cancer cell. Tell me more about that.
Yeah. So I started actually listening to the audiobook that the gentleman in that video was referencing.
Yes.
And it's called Hands on Healing was the book. And it's Dr. William Bengston.
Okay.
And I haven't made it all the way through the book, but the entire first portion of the book talks about the outcomes in the actual scientific experiments that he conducted with himself and an energy healer and that they taught other individuals. And he specifically sought out people who were the biggest skeptics. He actually says in the book, if I come across you and I tell you what it is that we're doing in this experiment and you laugh in my face, you're in.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
He didn't want the idea of somebody going, well, I believe in that stuff, that's interesting. He didn't want that to sway things one way or another and what the outcomes were.
Yeah.
But what they basically did was they did a specific technique of hands-on healing on mice. And they set it up so that they had, you know, 4, 5, or 6 mice in one completely separate building versus another set of mice in a separate building. They had injected them with a particularly aggressive and highly invasive mammary cancer. Mm. And they had repeated over and over and over again in their own medical experiments that this particular mammary cancer would kill the mice within 27 or less days.
Oh, wow.
And so the ones that they kept in a separate building away from the people doing the healing, they went through that regular process, essentially. They all had these large cancers grow, and they all passed away within 27 or less days.
Wow.
The ones that they were doing the hands-on healing with, who they had trained to do this technique to people who were absolute skeptics and did not believe, they all started to grow cancerous growths, which then became blackened and ulcerated. Then they collapsed into themselves and fell off, and the mice lived out their normal 2-year lifespan.
Crazy.
Every single one of them.
Wow.
Like, I'm even getting chills talking about it.
Well, you know, it's incredible what the mind can do, whether you believe it or not. But also, I think I heard something about the cells actually perform differently when it comes to the technique they were using or the intention or whatever, right?
Yeah. And for me, that was really reminiscent of that Japanese scientist, Dr. Emoto, doing like the water experiments. This is something that a lot of people in the spiritual community or healing community are probably familiar with hearing. And you may have even talked about with other people in your podcast, where he would take glasses of water and they would write words, either quote unquote positive words or quote unquote negative words on a piece of paper and tape it to the glass. And then they would freeze it and they would look at the frozen crystals under a microscope. And the ones that had things like fear, hate, anger were all really just ugly, muddy looking, didn't have any kind of like, you know, consistent pattern to them. Yeah. They were just a mess. There was no like beautiful, you know, molecular structure to it.
Right.
But the ones where they did things like gratitude, peace, and love and things like that, that would be generally considered happy, positive, high vibrational type of emotions or words, they all were like absolutely pristine crystal, you know, almost looking like snowflakes.
Yes.
Like, and they could repeat it, you know, love would always look like love, gratitude would always look like gratitude. So, you know, that's the idea behind intention. That's the idea behind speaking kindly to yourself and thinking, you know, positively, not in a bypassing way, but having positive thoughts about yourself and showing yourself love and compassion, speaking gratitude every single day.
Yes.
And it also then for me translates into the intention behind performing energy healing on somebody. If you're sending in what is considered loving, positive, beautiful, compassionate healing or universal healing into another person and sending that, it's like saying a prayer for them, but with directed intention and actual flow of healing energy. And, you know, if we're 70, 80% water, then what does that do to our own internal water crystalline, you know, structure? Right. So, I mean, there are just so many layers to it, but, you know, I can't deny looking at doing an energy healing on somebody who, yes, they may be able to objectively tell me, wow, I haven't felt this relaxed in weeks. Oh, wow, I feel so much lighter. It's like you took a weighted vest off me. Or, oh my gosh, I had a pain of a 6 or 7 in that spot in my back. And now that pain is down to a 1 or 2. I can barely notice it.
Exactly.
You know, some people try again to say, well, maybe that's just placebo effect. Well, sometimes I don't even tell them what it is I'm doing.
Exactly.
But again, if there's no harm in it, even if there is a layer of placebo effect, who cares?
No, it's true.
You're still walking away feeling better than you did before, and even done things on people who are unable to give you very much objective feedback, like maybe they're in a medical or mental, you know, state where they can't really give you much, but the people around them can observe them and say, this is very different from what they looked like yesterday.
Exactly.
This is very different from what they looked like 6 hours ago. So even in those circumstances,
Yeah.
Well, back to the bottles of water, because I'd always heard it where you talk to it, not necessarily, you know, tape something to it. So that even tells you even more how just the written word, you know?
Right. I think that they've repeated experiments like that where they are speaking to it. Of course, there are some where they've played certain kinds of music. I got to tell you, I'm a rock and roll lady. I love classic rock. I love hard rock. You know, I still listen to it all the time, but I also listen to high vibrational meditative sounds and binaural beats and sound bowls, you know, depending on my mood. If I'm cleaning, I don't like cleaning. I'm putting on some Foo Fighters, but I need something to pump me up and get me through, you know. But while I'm working all day long, I put on meditative sounds. My dogs snore and sleep behind me. I get my work done and I can be focused. And, you know, so if I'm cooking dinner, it might be something different. So, yeah, you know, when they've done experiments like that, not only can it affect you personally and what your mood feels like, or what mood are you in for listening to things like that and having, you know, specific types of words spoken to you, what emotion does that elicit in you? But then they can actually measure and show evidence that there's a physical impact on the water, which we are most of. So I just don't see how you don't feel like that can translate into your own physical being as well.
Exactly. And, you know, can you imagine if you talk to your own food, like any food you put into your body right before you eat it, just, you know, give it gratitude. And I know people pray over their food and maybe that's where it started. But think about it. That's still a divination of good intent, of good whatever, right? So when you're saying to your food, hey, thank you so much for giving me nourishment. Thank you so much for giving me the healing aspects that I know you can do for my body. And thank you for nourishing it the way I want you to. And I'm telling you, I had someone, I think it was a YouTube video. She said, I've lost 35 pounds just from telling my food thank you and that I want it to nourish me, but I don't want to gain weight or whatever. And she goes, I know this sounds incredible, and I was very careful about what I ate too. She goes, but I've lost 35 pounds just talking to my food. Now listen, that's a lot. But I think anything's possible, and I'm not going to poo-poo that away either, you know?
Well, yeah, and that makes me think of a couple of things. One is when I did my initial Reiki training, one of the things that they had us do was pour water into a glass.
Yeah.
And they had us hold the glass. I think you and I talked about this one time too. They had us hold the glass, and they had us think of the happiest memory we could come up with at that moment, and then take a drink of the water, and it tasted and felt different. Then, just to show the difference, they had, and they weren't telling us what to do or what to expect out of it. They just said, take a drink of your water, take a drink. And we were all kind of like, that's interesting. You know, then they said, now hold the glass and think of like the saddest or most angry thing that you can think of. Like, what's the worst thing you can think of right now? And take a drink of the water. And I'm telling you, Leslie, it felt gritty. It felt like it left my mouth like almost dry.
Wow.
It just didn't feel good, you know? And then they were like, okay, let's circle back around and make this nice again. Now go back to your happiest, most loving thought again, and then drink it, you know? And I swear it felt like fluffy almost in your mouth. It's just the craziest thing, just because you're changing your own vibration, which also then makes me think, when I was not even trained in Reiki yet, but had started to think I wanted to go in the direction of, what does this mean? And I had a psychic medium at the time tell me, you're a natural born healer. And I was like, I don't know what that means, but that sounds good to me.
Right.
And there was one night, now the kids were quite young then, And there was one night I went in to check on Cadence because I heard her rustling around after bedtime. And she said, my tummy really hurts. My tummy really hurts. And I was like, okay. And she said, mommy, will you put your hand on it and try to make it feel better? Because we had done this once or twice, right?
Right.
Well, I had personally been in a very difficult emotional state that day. Mm-hmm. And it was something I was really struggling through. Mm-hmm. But I was like, you know what? I want to try to help my little girl. Let me see what I can do. I put my hand on her. And my mind was spinning and spinning and spinning and all of the stress and struggle I had been through that day. And I'm telling you, in like 30 seconds, she cramped up and she went, oh, it hurts worse. It hurts worse. What's wrong? Wow. And I thought, oh my gosh, am I doing that to her?
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I took a breath and I said, let me try this again, baby. Just give me a second. And I forced myself to think of the happiest things with her that I could possibly think. And within like 2 minutes, all of the cramping went away. Mm. And I was floored because I hadn't gone through any training yet. I didn't know how to make this work. I just had the thought and intention and the love behind it. And it was like a really big moment for me to realize that what we're experiencing has not only a physical impact on us, but we can transfer that over to others if we're not careful about it, right? So, but yeah, you know, the other thing that I thought of too, again, when I went through that initial Reiki training, I had been in the process of going through a lot of my own therapeutic and emotional healing because I had been through some pretty difficult years. And I had gone into my Reiki training kind of with the mindset of like, I've done so much of my own internal healing. And if this is something that I can learn that can help other people, like help me figure out the best way that I can do that for others. And I kid you not, Leslie, from that time that I did that initial Reiki training and had gone into it with so much intention of continuing my own healing to be able to then translate that to others.
Yeah.
I personally lost more weight. Like I had kind of resigned myself, you know, I was a dancer. I was very physically active, heavy on like nutrition and healthy fats and lean protein, all the things, you know. And it was at that time of finishing some of my own emotional healing and going through Reiki training with all of that intent and giving myself so much more high vibrational love and gratitude for what my body was capable of and giving myself the compassion for the difficulties that I had gone through. I lost weight and like maintained it for years and years and years afterwards, lower weight than I had ever been all my life. You know, all that physical activity, I did CrossFit. I mean, all the things.
Wow.
And I was like, this is wild because to me, it truly felt like I had been carrying emotional baggage that ended up being physical baggage that I had finally released. And it was just like a huge testament to what your own healing can do for you. And then, you know, hopefully you can help pass that along to your own loved ones too.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because, and I'm simplifying this, I do think that our souls know what we need and want. But I also think that, and this is really simplifying it, I think the universe gives you what you want. If you want positivity, if you want a good life, if you want great things around you, and that's all you kind of focus on, more than likely, that's what's going to happen. The universe will oblige you. I think that also, on the other hand, if you are not the best person and you're greedy or you're mean or you're narcissistic or whatever, you're going to have that kind of reflection back on you. And I think that's not necessarily, maybe it's a good thing for some people and they love that energy. I personally don't, but I do think the universe will oblige you.
Yeah, I think that that can very well be possible. And I also think, and this is no intention to make it seem as though there's like I'm not martyring any, you know, myself or anybody else or anything like that. I do think that there are times that we are set on a path to very specifically and purposefully go through some of those really difficult times and those trials and tribulations so that, number one, maybe that can help you live the rest of your life with a different perspective.
Yes.
And also, and also, you know, create that compassion for yourself for having gone through that. And also, I feel like some of the things that I've been through in my life makes me better at doing healings and readings for people because I can go into it with a level of compassion that maybe I wouldn't have been able to really hold and hold that space for the people that I am healing or giving readings to. And also it helps me relax a lot of judgment, because I think that when I was younger and more naive and didn't have as much life experience, without purpose, or, you know, without intention and without me purposefully doing it, I think that it was easy for me to fall into judgment over others who were being rude or being mean or being hateful. Or, and there's a lack of judgment now after having gone through some difficulties myself, and then kind of looking at other people and going, I just can't even pass judgment around what they're doing. Now, that might not be all the time, because we are human, and there are certainly there's certainly people and circumstances out there that, you know, maybe they create circumstances around them that are deeply detrimental to much of the collective, and it's really easy to look at them through judgmental eyes, and that's just being human. But as an individual, you know, whatever your purpose is in life, whatever your choices are with how you, you know, take your career trajectory or how you manage your family relations, it's allowed me to relax so much judgment around that, because of having gone through that healing myself and then going, I understand. It's really hard. I know what that feels like, you know?
Well, you know, it's soul evolution. And I think that's one reason why I do the podcast, because I've learned, I've totally changed my perspective on damn near everything that I used to think. You know, really, I have. I don't even, you know, and then I look back on what I used to think, or I talk to people that I used to be friends with or whatever, and they're still on that old way of thinking. And I've surpassed that. And I try not to judge, because that's not cool either. But I'm like, I'm so past that way of thinking. And a lot of it's based on fear or whatever it is. And I'm like, I can't imagine going back to that way of thinking ever.
Right. Well, and that's why, it's definitely soul evolution, because, you know, at 47, why would I want to think and view the world through the same lens as I did when I was 20?
Right.
I didn't know anything. I mean, even when I was 30 or 35, I've got all kinds of different life experiences and wisdom and, you know, things that we've been through individually or as a family unit, or, you know, I don't want to look at things the same way. I think part of my goal and my purpose in life is to continue on a path of viewing others with as much love and compassion as I can, and having as much of a positive impact on others as I possibly can.
Absolutely.
Now, it's not my job to change people's minds. It's not my job to tell them that they're wrong, or to verbally, outwardly disagree with them in a way that tells them, like, you're wrong, because each of us are having those experiences.
I agree.
And again, I'm not always an expert at that. We don't always do it well,
right?
You know, because you do look around and see people that you love are suffering in some way at the hands of circumstances or whatever may be coming their way in the collective as a whole. Yes, you're going to end up passing judgment and having some anger towards those, but, you know, you can't ignore that. You have to work through it, deal with it, and do the best that you can to then turn as much of that part of the life around and give that positive impact back.
And, you know, it really does. It all comes down to energy. And guys, Lee is an energy healer. She's a psychic medium, and I think she's getting a lot more people coming to her. And you know what? I'm so glad, because y'all are listening to me, and you're going to the good people. You're going to the right people. So Lee, tell me about your website, where people can find you, everything.
Yeah. So my website, which is Gibson Spiritual Wellness, you can, you know, book a reading there. It has other links to be in touch with me there and my email address as well. I am on Facebook almost never, but it's in there, and Instagram as well. But I you can find me at Metaphysically. So Metaphysic and then LEIGH, my name.
Yes.
And again, Gibson Spiritual Wellness. If you look that up, hopefully it'll pop up for you. But I'm looking into getting more deeply on YouTube. I have a page on YouTube, Metaphysically, or a channel rather, that is also the same handle. I'm getting some plans in place to try to move more content there and build more content there. But yeah, looking at some of the other new ones too, like Blue Sky, Skylight, all of those. I just haven't done a whole lot with it quite yet.
Right. You're fantastic. And I'm telling you, there's a reason my listeners love you and I had you back. So guys, she's going to be one of my regulars. So just get used to it. And Lee, thanks again for being on the show. I will add all of your information on the show notes, and you're amazing.
I appreciate you so much. Thank you, Leslie.
Well, I love providing because I want to know at no cost. So if you like what you heard, please leave me a 5-star review, or you can just buy me a cup of coffee. It's kind of like a Patreon, but you don't have a monthly subscription and you can give whatever you feel led to give. I am a one-woman show, and I do all of my scheduling and my interviewing and my editing. So just know your support is so greatly appreciated. And one more thing, I am a paranormal romance novelist, and you can find all of my books on Amazon. Just look up my name. I'm very easy to find. Thank you guys again, and I will see you next week.